Okay, Rabosa, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Gimel. We're here on Beis and Mabeis, and if you remember from yesterday, we had started off by saying that there are a bunch of Rosh Hashanahs. One of them is Berech B'Nisan, is Rosh Hashanah for the Malachim, for the kings, and we wanted to try and figure out a source for how do you know that is true. So we quoted a couple of psukim, one of them about Aaron passing away, and another one about Moshe beginning his speech, his delivery, at the end of his life, and we had pointed out that both of them happened in the quote-unquote 40th year. One of them happened in Av, that's when Aaron died, and one of them happened in Adar, or Shvat, when Moshe started, and if they're both in the 40th year, so obviously you can't have Tishrei in the middle, right, being Rosh Hashanah, right, it must be that the Rosh Hashanah was earlier in Nisan. So Gemara now says, we're here on Beis and Beis, how many lines up here? Let's see, where do we leave off? Right, okay. So the Gemara says, let's see, about 7 or 8 lines up. Bishlama. So the Gemara, right, about 10 lines up, Bishlama. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, I understand. Right, we said one pasuk says when by Aaron it says it's 40 years from leaving Mitzrayim. Alhaim in my deal is Mitzrayim. Deal ma kamos haMishkan, kamos haMishkan. Maybe the count for Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It's not 40 years from the Tzias Mitzrayim. Really, it's 40 years from the beginning of the Mishkan, and that already changes, right? The math. Right, Kedamar Papa Shnas Esrim Esrim. Oh, we did this already. I apologize, but we could keep on reading. Kedamar Papa Shnas Esrim Shnas Esrim the Gzeir Shabbat. That we're going to learn about that Gzeir Shabbat today on the base. So Hachanami Shnas Arba'im Shana Shnas Arba'im the Gzeir Shabbat. So too, right, the fact that it says 40th year and the 40th year by both psukim, it must be counting from the same vantage points. The Gemara says, Ma'kan Letzias Mitzrayim. Ah, so therefore, Ma'kan Letzias Mitzrayim, Afkan Letzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, okay, this is really where we left off. How do you know that Aaron died before Moshe started speaking? Well, again, we know that, we know that Aaron passed away in the 40th year, but how do you know that that didn't happen after Moshe's speech? Maybe Moshe's speech came first, and then when it says the 40th year, right, then it says the 40th year for Shvat and the 40th year for Av, and that implies that Rosh Hashanah, right, is before Shvat, is in presumably Tishrei. So Gemara says, "Lo zakadai." No, don't think that. Because the pasuk says, "Acharei akoso es Sichon." Right, Moshe spoke to Bnei Israel after Sichon was defeated. And when Aaron died, Sichon was still alive. He had not been conquered yet. Right, because the pasuk says, "Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad." Right after Aaron died, the pasuk says that the Kanani, the king of Arad, heard, and they came and they attacked Am Yisrael. Mashmo Shama, what did he hear? Shama Shemiz Aaron ben Estalku Anani Akavod. Right, he heard that Aaron had died and the Anani Akavod were gone. Because Sabar Nisna the Rishos the Lachem of Yisrael. And he thought that the Kosh Baruch had given the nations permission to fight Am Yisrael. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayiru Kol Ha'idaki Gova Aharon, that everybody saw that Aaron died. Rabbi Avo, Darshans, Altakri Vayiru Ela Vayera'u. Don't say that they saw, but they were seen, meaning they could now see Am Yisrael through the Ananei cover because they weren't there anymore. Like the Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish points out, the word ki is Mishamish B'Dalad Lashonos. The word ki in the Torah can mean one of four things, right? E, if, Dilma, maybe, Ella, what is it? Dalad Lashonos? Yeah, E, Dilma, Ella, Deha, right? Those four, meaning if, Dilma, maybe, Ella, rather, and Deha, and because. And this because, right, that's exactly what we're saying. Right? Everybody saw it. Because Aaron died, they were seen. Right? That's the drasha that we're using in the pasuk. So Gemara just points out, well, you're using these psukim to teach me that Sichon was alive before, right, when Aaron died. Problem is that these psukim are not about Sichon, right? They're about the Kanani, right? Me dummies, this is not comparable. Hasam Kanan, ha Sichon. Why do you bring me a psukim about Kanan? Right? The Kananim saw that it was time to attack Aaron, the time to attack the Jews. We're talking about Sichon here. Sichon was an Amori. He lived on the other side of the Yarden. What's going on over here? This Gemara says, Tana with under Raisa, who Sichon, who Arad, who Kanan. Actually, this is all one and the same, right? These are the same person. They just has a bunch of names. Sichon, Shadoma Lasayach Bamidbar. They call them Sichon because he's similar to a wild horse. Kanan, Alshem Malchuso, that obviously his nation, his kingdom was Kanan, right? That Sichon, Pazuk says that, that he had conquered Moab, and Chazal explained that he was the gateway to Canaan, right? He was that's why he had to fight against Am Yisrael, because he had promised that he would protect them. So he was the default ruler of that area. Umashmo, what was really his name? Aradshmo. Really, his name is Arad. Ikadamri, some people say that actually it's not true. That the meaning not true, but the opposite. Meaning that Arad, that he wasn't actually named Arad, but he was nicknamed Arad. Why? Shedoma Larad Bamidbar, because he's similar to a wild donkey. Canaan al Shem Malchuso, that yes, he ruled over Eretz Canaan. And Mashmo, Sichon Shmo, that he was actually named Sichon. But either way, that's how we know that Sichon was alive when Aaron passed away. So it must be that the Aaron's episode in Av happened before Shabbat, and therefore, right, Rosh Hashanah has to be, right, between those two. The problem is, that the Gemara points out, that doesn't prove that Rosh Hashanah for kings is in Nisan. Right? If Rosh Hashanah Iyar, right, just that could be just any one of those months between Av and Shabbat could be Rosh Hashanah, because for both of those to be in the 40th year, you need Rosh Hashanah to fall out between them. So how do you know it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan? It's Emer Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Right? The Gemara says, no, it can't be Iyar. Dechtiv, because the Pesuk says elsewhere, Vayibah Chodesh HaRishon, Mishnas HaShenis, Be'echad HaChodesh, Hukam HaMishkan. Right? The date that the Mishkan got started, got set up, it was on the first month in the second year, on the first of the month, right? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Pasuk says, it was in the second year, in the second month, that the cloud lifted up from on the Mishkan, and Bnei Yisrael were just started traveling. And right, again, what does it say? It says in the first Pasuk, it says, then it says, right, so apparently, can't be, right, if you're telling me that both of these happened in the second year, so it can't be that Rosh Hashanah would be in Iyar, because then the first of Sivan and the first of Iyar would be in the second year, and then the third year, they would be in different years. So it can't be that Rosh Hashanah for kings is in Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So, okay, so Ve'im Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe it's Rosh Chodesh Sivan is Rosh Hashanah. As Gemara says, Lo Zag, that doesn't work either. Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says, Mechodesh HaShlishi, let's say B'nai Zom Eretz Yisrael. And it says that's when Bnei Yisrael came to Har Sinai. V'imisa, if really Rosh Hashanah for kings, we're counting this stuff, the start was Rosh Chodesh Sivan, so B'chodesh HaShlishi B'shanah HaShenis, let's say Bnei Yisrael Mibayalei. I should have said that Bnei Yisrael came in the second year. Meaning, because as you pointed out, right, if you start in a couple days before the Rosh Hashanah, right, then when the Rosh Hashanah hits, we count it as the second year. So the Pasuk should have counted Bnei Yisrael showing up to Har Sinai in the second year if Rosh Hashanah was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So that doesn't work. Okay, but what else? Vema Tamuz, Vema Av, Vema Adar. What about the other possibilities that could be Rosh Hashanah is one of those days? So that split does not necessarily tell me that Rosh Hashanah for kings is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Elitz rather, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mehacha. Must be from another source. Vayichal of Noza, B'chodesh Hasheni, B'sheni, B'shnas Arba L'malchuso. This is talking about Shlomo Melech finishing building the Beis HaMikdash. They finished building in the second month, in the second. Right, we're going to have to explain what that means. And in the fourth year of his reign. So Gemara says, my Sheni, what is this random second Basheni doing there? Right, what does that mean? Lav Sheni liareach shamonim lo lemalchuso. It must be, right, that it's talking about the second month from when we start counting the years of the king. So again, it was the Chodesh Hasheni in the second month, right, i.e. in Iyar, Basheni in the second month in which we count from for the king's years in the fourth year of his reign. So the Gemara says, one second, Maskef la Ravina. Well, Ravina says, Ve'im Hasheni b'chodesh. Maybe it was the second day of the month. How do you know Basheni means the second month? So the Gemara says, Emkein Basheni b'chodesh b'hedya ha'av k'siv be. Well, okay, the owner would have said that specifically if he was telling me a specific day. Okay, Ve'im Basheni b'shabbos. Well, maybe Basheni means Monday. So Gemara says, B'chada, first of all, the law is Sheni b'shabbos. No. We, the kasiv. First of all, the Torah, the scripture never mentions days of the week. Never says Monday. Right? It just says it. First of the month, second of the month, 15th of the month, whatever it is, doesn't say Monday. Right? So Tosu says, the most famous Monday we had in Parshas Bereishis, right? It says, Vayera Vayavoker Yom Sheni, So Tosfos says, no, okay, that's not saying Monday. That's just the second day of creation, right? That's not referring to the day of the week necessarily, right? That only happens later. Okay, fine. That's good. That's a good point. But either way, right? Basheni can't mean Monday because first of all, we don't find Monday in scripture. Second of all, oh, Makesh Sheni Basel Sheni Kama, right? We connect the two Shenis in the pasuk, right? Masheni Kama Chodesh Av Sheni Basra Chodesh, right? Well, just like the first Sheni is talking about the second month, so too the second Sheni is talking about the second month. You'll ask me, why do you need to say the second month twice? So again, the point is that it's in the second month, and the second Sheni teaches me that that is the second month from when we start counting the king's reign. So it comes to add a little bit more there. Okay. Tani Kevasi de Rabbi Yochanan. He also learned the Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. And we basically we're going to quote all of these things, and you know, without rehashing the entire Gemara, right? We're just going to quote all the psukim that we just quoted without all the back and forth. So let's just read it through. Right? All this will be familiar to you. How do you know that you start counting king's years from Nisan? Shemar as Buzik says, and now it's going to quote all the psukim we quoted up before. Right? And we said, Vayhiva Chodesh Harishon Veshana Shenis Vegomer. Veomer Vayhiva Shana Shenis Bechodesh Hasheni Vegomer. Veomer Veomer Bechodesh Hashlishi L'Tisma Yisrael Vegomer. Veomer Vayichalav Noseh Vegomer, etc. Right? Basically, back in all this back and forth that we just had, right, quoting all of these psukim, right, that is the Tani Kavase with the Braisa learns exactly like that. Okay, good. Amar of Chista. Chista says, Lo Shanu Elo Malchi Yisrael. This is only for Jewish kings that we start counting from Nisan. Aval Malchi Umos Olam Mitishrei Minyanan. Right, for non-Jewish kings, we start counting from Tishrei. Shanamar, as Buzik says, Devrei Nechemia Ben Chilkia Chaklia. I forget, how do you pronounce that? Chaklia? Chakalia? Chakalia, I think. Okay. Vayiba Chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim. Right, it was in the Kislev in the 20th year. Uksiv and the Pasuk says Vayiba Chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim. The Artach Shasta, and it says that Kislev and Nisan were in the same year. So, the Kaiv Kislev, the Kaiv Shnas Esrim, the Kaiv Nisan, the Kaiv Shnas Esrim. If both Nisan and Kislev were in the 20th year, so Mechol Rosh Hashanah Lav Nisan Hu. Right, so apparently, we see that Rosh Hashanah is not in Nisan. So the Gemara says, one second. Again, similar to the questions we've asked already. Bishlam Ha'ech, the Mefarish Tachshasta. Right, the second pasuk says, we're counting 20 years for Artachshasta, one of the Persian kings. One of the Artachshasta's reign. Elahai Mimaydi L'Artachshasta. How do you know the first pasuk is talking about from the reign of Artachshasta? Dilma L'minyona Achrinahu. Maybe some other count. So of 20 years. So Amar Papa, this is what we mentioned at the beginning of today's daf. Amar Papa, Shnaz Esrim, Shnaz Esrim, the Gzeres Shava. That we compare the 20s, the 20 years in the pasuk. Ma Hazam La'artach Shasta, Af Hacha La'artach Shasta. Right, just like it is over there, so too it is over here. The Gemara says, okay, well, when we might demise the Kislev Kadim, how do you know the story that happened in Kislev happened before the story in Nisan? Till demise the Nisan Kadim. Maybe what happened in Nisan happened before Kislev. Right, again, it only works to teach me that Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei for these non-Jewish kings if we go Kislev and then Nisan. It happened in the 20th year. But if you tell me that the 20th year was Nisan and then Kislev, that teaches me that Rosh Hashanah is Nisan, right? Not Tishrei. So Gemara says, no, lo sogad aydach. Don't think that. It must be that the story of Kislev happened before the story in Tishrei. D'tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Dvarim she'amar chanani le'nechemya be'kislev, amar nechemya le'lelach be'nisan. Right, apparently, the stuff that the Hanani said to Nehemiah in Kislev, like the psukim we just quoted, those things Nehemiah said over to Artachshasta, right, to the king in Nisan. Now, what is that? So the Gemara is going to go through the story. Dvarim shamar Hanani le Nehemiah b'Kislev. What did he say? Shneimar as the pasuk says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachaliya, Vayihi b'chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim. Right, it was the 20th year of his reign. Vani he ha'isi b'Shushan Abira. I was in Shushan. Vayavo Hanani echad me'achai hu. Right, one of my brothers, my Jewish brothers, right, came and told me, Vanashim Yehuda, and people from Yehuda, Vashalem ala Yehudim ha'pleita Asher nisharu min Hashevi al Yerushalayim. Right, I asked them, how are the Jews doing in Eretz Yisrael, who were left over from the Gaulis? And they said to me, Nisharim Asher nisharu min Hashevi shamba medina bara gedola. Things are really bad. Uvecherpa, and it's terrible. Right, Vachomus Yerushalayim ufuretzes. Right, the walls are destroyed. Vsharei nitztu ba'esh. And the gates are burned. And Amar Nechemiah, and so all that stuff, right? All that terrible report of what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, right? Amar Nechemiah Lamelech Ben Nisan. Nechemiah repeated that to the king in Nisan. Shneimar as Pasuk says, "Vayi bechodesh Nisan shnas Esrom la'tachshasta Melech." It was in the 20th year of Artachshasta's reign in Nisan. Yain Lafanov, there was wine. Vayisaras Ayain Vayitznel Lamelech. And Nechemiah says, I was the cupbearer for the king. I gave the guy. He was the Tsar Mashkim. Velo Esi Rat Lafanov, and I usually wasn't so bad in front of him. Meaning, he was in a terrible mood, but usually he wasn't. Vayomer Lamelech Madua Panecha Royim. And the king noticed and said, well, what's bothering you? Vata Ein Chachola, right? And he said, "You're not sick, right? It must be that you're depressed. Like, what's going on? And you're very sad, and something must have happened to you." So, Omer Lamelech, he says to the king, "Hamelech lo'olam yichya, the king should always live. Madu alo yiru panai asher ha'ir beis kvaros kivros avosai charva usharei ochlo ba'ish." He told them that Yerushalayim is in bad shape. And the gates are burned, etc. And the king said, "Okay, what are you asking for?" Meaning, the king understood that it wasn't just telling him, a sad story. And I daven, says Nehemiah, to Akash Baruch. And I said, "Lamelech, im alamelech tov im yitav avdecha lefanecha." Right? Again, he used the language of the Megillah. Right? If im alamelech tov. Right? That's a language. That's something we know from Purim. Right? If the king finds favor in my eyes. Right? I said to Shalcheni el Yehuda el ir kibros avosai. Right? Send me to Yerushalayim, to the kingdom of Yehuda, to the city where my fathers are buried. Vevnena, and I will build it. And the king sent him. Vashegel Yoshevus Etzlo, and his wife was sitting next to him. Ad masai yemahalecha umatay tashuv. Right? How long are you going to be there? Right? When are you coming back? How long is it going to take you to travel? When are you coming back? Meaning that he agreed. Right? All right, here, let's set your terms of how long you're going to be there and what do you need. Right? And the king found favor in the king's eyes, and he sent me, and I gave him a time, and they worked out a situation. So clearly, right, it must be right that we start counting. Right from Tishrei, because this story that happened in Kislev happened in Nisan after that, and both of them happened in the 20th year of Artashasta's reign. Okay, Masa Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following question: Biyom Esrim Va'arba Lachodesh B'Shishi B'Shnas Shtaim L'Dar Yavesh. It says, one second, I'll bring a different stira. And the pasuk says, hey, pasuk is, let's see, where is that? Ezra? No, Chagai. My bad. Okay. And then the pasuk says that it was in the 20th, the 24th day of the month, Bashishi, in the 6th month, Bishnash Shtayim Daryavish, in the 2nd year of Daryavish's reign, in the 6th month. So that would be Elul, right? The 24th of Elul. Bashvi, Bishnas, the Esrim, the Echad Lechodesh, in the 24th of the Shvi of Tishrei, i.e., on Sukkot's time, right? And that says, that just to quote the pasuk over here, because they have the parentheses a little bit weird. Bashvi b'esrim v'echad lechodesh hayat dvar Hashem b'er chagai ha'navi le'emor. Right? So in the Gemara Isa, and if it's really true that Rosh Hashanah for the non-Jewish kings is in the beginning of Tishrei, right? Again, we have the 24th of Elul and the 21st of Tishrei, and it doesn't mention that the next thing that the 21st of Tishrei was the next year. Right? The first pasuk says in the 2nd year of Daryavish's reign, and the second pasuk says it was in a month later, right after Tishrei, in Tishrei, but it doesn't say it was the 3rd year of his reign. It says it was the 2nd year of his reign. That implies that Rosh Hashanah, if it's talking about Daryavish, that Rosh Hashanah for non-Jewish kings is in Nisan, is not in Tishrei. So I'm Rabbi Avo, Koresh Melech Kosher Haya. Actually, Koresh was a kosher king. It was a from a king. Lefichach, therefore, manu lo kemalchei Yisrael. Therefore, they counted like they do for the Jews, for the Jewish kings. So the Gemara says, one second. Right? Maskev lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Chada, first of all, dim kain, if that's true, right, that we're counting from Nisan, so then kashu kroy adadi. Then I have another steer for you, kish dichtiv, because the pasuk says, kishiyasa bisa dana ad yom tvasa li areach adar, right, we have something that happened in Adar in the 6th year of his reign. We have a Tanya, we learned that by Sibosos Manashana Abba, Allah Ezra Mibavel, Vigalu So Imo, and we say that time, the next year, right, Ezra came from Babel with the Golos. The pasuk says, "Vayvog Yishalayim bechodesh haChamishi hishnas haShaviyas laMelech." Right? If you tell me that they came to Yishalayim in the fifth month, in the seventh year, if you tell me that you're counting from Nisan for Toyavesh, so shnas shminis miboyle. That's the eighth year, right? Because it happened in Adar in the seventh year, in the sixth year. And then it happened the following year in the fifth month. Well, that's not one more year. That's two more years if you're counting from Nisan. The Od, and also, probably the question you may have noticed right away, Mi dami hasam kore shachat Daryavesh. Like, wait, one second. You quoted me a pasuk by Daryavesh, and you said, oh, don't worry. Koresh was a kosher king. We're talking about Daryavesh. What are you being compared about? Koresh was a different guy. So the Gemara says, not really. Tanahu Koresh Daryavesh, go to Shasta. Really, it's all the same guy. That Koresh was Daryavesh, was Artachshasta, and Koresh Shamalach Kasher. Oh yeah, they called him Koresh, right, because he was a Kasher king, he was a Frumma king. Right, again, Koresh, right, Kasher, right, kind of the same letters. Artachshasta, Semachusa, the name was Artachshasta, right, if you, not in the name of his country, that was Bavel, or Persia, I guess, probably Paras. But Artachshasta was like the Pharaoh, right? That's they called Paro, right? In Mitzrayim, everybody was called Paro. So Artachshasta was the name of the king in Persia. Umashimo, and what was his name? He was Daryavesh. So he says, okay, we call Makom Kasher. Still, we have a problem with the Psukim, right? Because it doesn't say sixth and seventh year. This is sixth and eighth year. So, again, we're going to have to deal with this tomorrow, because it's going to go on to discuss whether Koresh, Daryavesh, Artachshasta was actually from or not, right? They went bad. Okay, that will be for tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.